Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, as always, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. Coming up a little later in the show, Barry Zvarluga from the Washington Post will join us. His latest column about the Redskins' name change and how the Redskins reacted late on this. Ian Rappaport from the NFL Network is going to join us at 9, and we'll also talk some college football at 9:25 with Houston Nutt, who's always fantastic. Yesterday, when we talked about the Redskins' name change, when they officially retired the name, we all kind of felt like it was a letdown because the press release just said they're retiring the name and didn't come up with a new name. And as we were talking about it, we also started talking about the fight song. And Eric, you actually felt really strong, like kind of emotionally, about Hail to the Redskins, the song.
Yeah.
And so that kind of leads you towards leaning towards, you know, Red Wolves or maybe one of these red names that just has a syllable so that it can flow.
Well, I think Warriors, we could make Warriors work somehow. I still think we could make that work.
There's an article in the Washingtonian where the writer says he believes the song should be retired because if you look at the history of the song, it has a link all the way back to George Preston Marshall's wife, I think, wrote the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
And they've already taken George Preston Marshall's name, I guess, off the Ring of Honor, right? The former owner, because he was a segregationist.
Yeah, I don't know everybody's history. I know they've changed the words to it. I went over it yesterday at least once. There have been a few passages where they've changed the name. There used to be like a reference to Old Dixie instead of Old D.C.
Here's the thing about the
something about scalp 'em that's right. Been taken out.
Here's the thing about the fight song. If they change the name to Red Wolves, let's say, it's very easy to do Hail to the Red Wolves, right? Mm-hmm. And you can even do Howl to the Red Wolves. I've seen people kind of jokingly say bite for Old D.C. because a wolf would bite. Mm-hmm. You could change the lyrics. But don't you think if there are a ton of Redskins fans, they're just going to do Hail to the Redskins?
Probably initially. I don't know.
You mean when they're playing the song in the stadium? What do you mean?
I think the fans would
sing the lyrics to the Redskins.
Initially, I think they probably will.
Probably.
But I think eventually they'll be buying. Look, there's going to be resistance from a certain percentage. I think a lot of Redskins fans deep down kind of, you know, resist. But it's over. People will accept it. Some mm-hmm. people will still wear Redskins jerseys forever. A bunch of people will buy the new gear. When they play the music, let's say we score a touchdown and, we beat the Cowboys in overtime. Am I going to sing Hail to the Redskins or Hail to the Red Wolves? I don't know. But I know I want to hear the music.
So you don't want it to be all new. Because there's some people that would want it to be all new. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Regardless of what name they come up with, do you want this organization to keep this as
yes.
the fight song?
Yes.
800-636-1067. I did see some on social media saying, well, let's just go all new. If you're going to separate from the old name, separate from the team colors, separate from the fight song.
See, that's where I kind of thought that at the beginning, but as time has worn on, over the last 10 days or so, you have to keep the burgundy. Even though I hate burgundy and gold, it matches with nothing. You know, you can't wear it with jeans. It looks awful with jeans. But you got to keep burgundy and gold, and you got to keep the fight song, at least the music of it. And we can finagle the words to make it work. But, yeah, I think true Redskins fans want burgundy and gold, and they want that music. You get the band. You got to strike up the band when we score a touchdown, and it's got to be that song. It just has to be.
I think you've seen the last few weeks that this has been going on, just how important this song is.
Yeah.
And to try to take that away, this article, I think, is just total garbage. You can correct your past mistakes. The lyrics in the past were outdated and wrong, and nobody is thinking anything negative when they're singing this song. It is the most passionate thing about being a Redskins fan, and it's the best part. When I've gone to those games, I've seen all those fans stand up after a touchdown and singing that song and high-fiving each other. It adds a lot to the game day experience. In fact, it's the only enjoyable thing about the game day experience at FedEx
Field. But maybe, you know, you have to move on. Now, I don't know. I know Florida State gives money to the
Seminoles.
Why
would we have to move on?
But why?
Why? Yeah,
because it once said scalp them in it? That's ridiculous.
Okay. Yeah, they changed it.
All I know is, but don't they have to move on from, like, the teams that do the tomahawk chop? That's going to probably be gone, right?
And but how can you stop people from doing that?
Why should you change the song? Why should you change the song? Tell me why. Why should you actually change the music?
Okay, you shouldn't.
Again, don't kill the messenger. This is the author in the Washingtonian. He just says that it's a connection to the past, that you want to break free from that past.
I don't want to break completely free.
They took down the George Preston Marshall statue because he was the last owner to integrate.
Yeah.
Segregationist.
Yeah.
So they're just trying to move on from it.
Yeah,
so
I don't want to
break free.
I don't want to break free from all the past.
They want to wash their hands from it and start anew.
No.
You're clearly against it.
You don't have to do that.
But what if you had a howling good fight song for the Red Wolves?
It's never going to be the same.
That's true.
In my lifetime, that's the fight song.
JP,
this
is what I would say.
You can tweak the words, but you got to have that music.
Michael Jackson sexually abused kids.
Right.
You still hear Michael Jackson songs all the time.
Yeah.
All over the place.
I mean, I don't
know. The songs are silly.
All the time, but
when I hear the songs.
Just listen to satellite radio.
When I hear the songs, I always go, damn, those songs are amazing.
Right, but you know, it's not like every station has banned them.
No.
You don't have to change it.
Yeah.
I agree with you, Eric.
Yeah, they got to change
it. And I'm not even a Redskins fan.
They got to keep the colors, and they got to keep the song, tweak the words. You can hornswaggle Warriors in there, Red Wolves, whatever you want to call it. The monuments, I don't care anymore.
If they go with Red Wolves, does Burgundy fit? I mean, Burgundy, I guess, does fall under the red umbrella.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They'll figure it out. They'll change the lyrics. They'll figure it out.
They'll tweak them slightly, and it'll be fine. But that, if you're a Washington football fan, if you're a Redskins fan, you got to hear that song.
No, it's iconic music. There's no doubt about it.
Right. It's a huge part of it.
I mean, I think you'd be okay without lyrics, just hearing the band part, like we just played.
Most songs I don't know the lyrics to anyway.
Right.
I'm too stupid to memorize the lyrics. Frankly, I don't know much beyond the first verse. I have to look at it.
Right.
There's only two verses in the damn song.
800-636-1067 is the number if you want to chime in. Let's go to Jared in Laytonville. Jared, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. How are you?
Hey, what's up?
Doing okay. What's up?
Hey, good. So I'm thinking, yep, I agree with EB. Keep the song, tweak the lyrics. And I also agree when you said initially people might say Redskins, but what's going to happen is the same thing that's happening with the University of Maryland, that people were chanting for ACC for the first few years. And now that it's Big Ten, it's sort of like
it's
less and less people. And in 10 years, we're going to forget about the ACC.
Yeah.
Maybe another 10 years, because I got to tell you, one of the last events that I went to before the pandemic, I went to game day at the University of Maryland with my son.
Right.
Scott Van Pelt was there, and the biggest cheers by far were ACC like rivalries. Like, you know, the hatred for Duke is still greater than any hatred for any other school.
Yeah.
It's not
for
even
sure.
close.
But yeah. I'm totally comfortable with the Big Ten at this point. Totally, you know, I totally have built up a nice hatred for Michigan State.
but it'll never be the same.
Maybe it'll never be the same, but it's still.
I don't even think you hate Duke as much as you used to.
Maybe, because you get older, not on my radar as much.
You probably don't hate Duke and Carolina like you did when you were in college.
Yeah, they're not on my radar as much.
I'm
telling
you,
I freaking hate Tom Izzo.
Yeah, right.
You know, and he's great.
He seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I've worked up a nice sports hate for him.
Right. Let's go to Dan in Fairfax. Dan, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I think it's going to be – I got 2 points. I think it's going to fade away just like when Nats opened up. Everybody kept saying, oh, at the national anthem. Mm. Well, it's faded away. You don't hear the oh anymore as much from the Baltimore Orioles. It'll fade away if they change the song. It'll right. slowly fade away.
And it's okay if people still say, hey, hail to the Redskins, whatever, for a while. It's fine. Who cares? It's just a song. Nobody means any harm by it. They're just cheering on their team.
Okay, but if it's just a song, then why couldn't you just come up with a new one and discard the old song?
No, I mean, it's just the lyrics. The song is it's just iconic. It's just it means everything
so it's
to the
franchise. More than just a song.
Yeah, but I mean, if nobody means any harm by it if they're saying hail to the Redskins still in a year or so. See, nobody means any harm.
I know,
by
but
it.
Eric, if you're trying to you've determined that word hurts people, and you're trying to get rid of it.
I haven't determined that. Well, some people have.
Well,
yeah.
Other people have.
Yeah.
And why would you do something to encourage to say the word?
I wouldn't encourage them.
I know.
I would encourage them to learn the new words.
I know. You're doing that, but if people refuse to do that,
then
what?
That's fine. They'll eventually come into compliance. Are you advocating to get rid of the song, Valdez?
No, I think people should have new lyrics to it with the new team and everything.
I'm with you. But I'm not going to be upset if the guy next to me is still stubborn and wants to say hail to the Redskins.
But if for some reason people just don't want to do it and are kind of using it to clutch onto the past, I can see why you would want to get rid of it.
Okay.
I think the vast majority will comply.
They might be able to drown it out. You know, the fans may yell Redskins, but they might be able to drown it out with the speakers in the stadium.
It's okay. They could sing Hail to the Redskins if they want for a little bit. Eventually, they'll comply.
I think it's crazy.
Huh?
I just think it's nuts.
Yeah. You got to keep the song.
All right,
you have
to chime
keep
in,
the song.
800-636-1067 is the number. We'll come back, take more of your calls next.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Junkies. We're live on NBC Sports Washington talking about this article in the Washingtonian, at least it was online, where the author suggests that the Redskins, or whatever they're going to be called, I know they've retired the name, but they're still the Redskins right now in the interim, that they change not only their name, but they change their fight song. So you wouldn't hear the HTTR from the band anymore. He says, come up with something new. My pal Kareem from Hollywood Casino sent me a text. Says, have to keep the song and colors, no doubt. If they retire the song, I might be one of those that are just done with the football team and won't follow the team. Don't want to lose the connection. I've cheered for this team since I was 4 years old. I'm sure a lot of people feel that way. I mean, EB's played the music. His family actually has all played the music.
Yeah, they came in studio and played the music.
My brother, for whatever reason, when he was a kid, for a little period of time, just a couple of years, he was an Eagles fan. I don't know why. He must have liked the colors. He had an Eagles poster in his bedroom for a while. And, you know, Eric's younger brother and my brother were basically the same age and used to hang out a lot. And he when the Eagles would beat the Redskins, he would taunt the Bickle family. And similarly, when the Redskins would beat the Eagles, like I remember one time they came over, like EB might have been with his saxophone. And did your brother play the sax as well, or he played the trumpet?
My two brothers both played the trumpet.
Yeah, so they came over and they played Hail to the Redskins to taunt my brother back.
Yeah. Oh, we did that in the 80s. That's what we did. When they won Super Bowls, we played Hail to the Redskins outside in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what we did. That's how I grew up. Winning championships and playing Hail to the Redskins on our trumpets and our saxophones, you know, in the evening.
Outside in the front yard?
Yep.
Probably annoyed
up and down the street.
Just annoyed everybody in the neighborhood.
No, it was a celebration. Everyone was happy. That's what we did. You can't get rid of the song.
They were actually winning. They were winning on a regular basis back then.
Right. Well, that's why, that's what my childhood was. Banging pots and pans, you know, like Valdez when we'd win. And playing Hail to the Redskins when we'd win a championship. In the middle of the night.
No, I think a lot of people feel that way. Let's go back to the phones. 800-636-1067. Who's up?
All right, let's go to Carter in Brooklyn. Hey, Carter. What's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
What's up, Junks?
How are you, buddy?
Well, I'm good. I think we got two options. I think you can play it at the stadium, like the band still. You can't show the words, though, anymore. I think that's finished. Or just substitute the word poo. Hail to the poo skins.
The poo skins.
Got a bit.
Right, right.
Well, all right.
Do you like the option of howl to the Redskins? I think Drab or Valdez mentioned that yesterday.
I mean, if they do I go would with personally Red Wolves. I would just keep it at hail.
Eric,
but
real
I
quick,
don't really care.
Getting back to this call, why is the word poo so funny?
Because anything duty related is funny. I can make duty funny.
Yeah, poo. But you have to say it right. You can't just say poo.
Yeah.
It's got to be poo.
Yeah.
Like you have to drag out the pronunciation.
Yeah.
Poo.
Well, that's like kind of like Seinfeld's thing. Like Seinfeld just says regular words and makes them funny.
Right, right.
It's just the way you articulate them.
Yeah. It's a great word. It really is.
Let's go to Larry. Larry calling from Ocean City. Speaking of funny.
Morning, gentlemen.
Hey, Larry. How are you, buddy? What street are you on, Larry?
Well, I live on 120th Street, and I work on Convention Drive.
Oh, nice.
Where do you work?
I work at the Convention Center.
Oh, you do? What do you do over there?
I'm the executive director, and I run the Convention and Visitors Bureau, and I want to thank you guys for either promoting or not promoting Ocean City, because every time you talk about Ocean City, it's a feather in our cap. I don't care what you say.
That's right. getting ready for Jay Leno in 2021.
Okay, let's go back to Jay Leno. $125,000 for Jay Leno for two shows. You guys were wondering about that a couple of weeks ago.
Is that what it is?
Wow.
That's what, yeah.
And where does he stay? Does he stay in one of the hotels, or does he rent his own house? What's he do?
Actually, he may not spend the night. He travels with a bus, so he may just come in and come out.
Is he just doing two shows one night?
It is one. Well, he's probably going to do two shows, one at 4 and one at 7:30.
Okay.
Oh, so same night. Okay.
So do you book the acts?
Same night. Pardon me?
Do you book the acts? How do you know how much everybody's being paid?
No, because we have show promoters who book the acts. The only act that I ever tried, well, I booked two acts so far in the last 5-6 years, but I was trying to get OAR a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
I couldn't even get a phone call from them.
Really?
Wow.
By the way, guys, a 1,200-seat performing arts center that's absolutely beautiful.
Right.
We've had big names in there, the Beach Boys and Graham Nash and other people.
I'm sure they're open to doing it at some point, but they're probably busy selling out 15,000-20,000 seat spots right
now.
Well, you know what? Just to play at this venue, it's a fantastic venue. They've played up in Fenwick Island. So if they can play in Fenwick Island at that 25-seat open air place, they can certainly come ours to where we have.
Are you having a hard time booking stuff right now, though? You got it.
No, I'm having a hard time finding dates for people who want to postpone their dates.
Right, right.
We have a group. Our first group back is starting this coming Friday.
Okay.
And that's Star Power Dance Competition.
And you're going to have 1,200 people in there?
Pardon me?
You're going to have 1,200 people in there?
Well, no. I can't. I can't. We're going to have between 200 and 300. Usually, Star Power brings in about 4,000 to 5,000 people a day.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're going to bring in about $1,200 a day in shifts.
Right.
Gotcha.
Right.
Gotcha. Gotcha. All right. Well, that'll work. Where do you live? Do you live Bayside or Oceanside there?
Bayside, 125th Street in the Bay.
Really?
By the way, my guy Kareem, who's listening to the show right now from Hollywood Casino, because he runs the entertainment, Jason's mm-hmm. met him, uh-huh. he runs entertainment over there, or he did when they had entertainment, says, Leonard doesn't travel with a bus, he has his own private jet, he flies in and out, does two shows, flies out same night.
Yeah. What's that?
Well,
that makes sense.
Probably going to get here with a limo, so.
Oh, of course. Well, Larry lives back there in Northside Park, back behind the park, and there's some ridiculous homes back there.
Yeah, that's exactly where I live.
Yeah. Right. Oh, I know exactly the area.
All right, what do you want to say about the song, about, Larry?
Okay, what I want to say about the song is probably twofold. Been a fan. My dad and uncle had season tickets from 1966. They handed them down, and you know how that goes. They handed them down to me after I got out of American in 76, actually a year later, because I couldn't afford them because they were $220 for both of them back then. Still couldn't afford them. But what I want to say is, if I had a choice, I'd rather have the song than the HTTR, because HTTR, I don't think it goes back that far, does it? How far does it go back?
Well, isn't it the song? I mean, in terms of using it as a hashtag, it probably doesn't go...
The hashtag. Right. Not very far.
Hashtag, 10 years, 15 years?
Maybe.
Probably not even that long.
Yeah.
Probably not. But the song, hear me out for a minute, please. I'm sitting in the end zone. That's where our seats are growing up as a kid. The marching band is coming towards you. The last song that they do before the game starts is Hail to the Redskins. Now, that makes your hair stand up on your back, and not anymore, but long ago. So,
mm-hmm. All right.
But I would rather have that. And you know what? If they have to change the name of the song, so be it. This person who writes for the Washingtonian, just another sports writer, comes in from out of town and, you know, wants to change everything in D.C. You know what? Go back to your own hometown, will you, please?
All right, thank you, Larry. Appreciate it.
I don't know that he's from out of town.
He could be a local.
To be honest, I kept calling him the author because I didn't know how to pronounce his last name.
What's his name?
It's like Bujan or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, if he writes for Washingtonian, I would assume he's probably a local.
Right.
But, you know.
How do you spell his last name?
Hold on a second. I got to punch it up again.
He's trying to find it.
I think it's like Bujan or.
Yeah, it's something like that.
All right, let's go to, let me see here.
It's spelled, B-E-A-U-J-O-N.
Yeah, Bojan. Bojan or Bujan, yep.
Let's go to Ron. Line two there, Valdez, in Hagerstown. Ron, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, guys. Love the show again. I called in yesterday to try to get to this point and got sidetracked on Cakes and his COVID and all that stuff. Yeah. But this song, how many people outside of core fans like the song? Everyone hates the song because it I was trying to get past Drab there on how weird this is, that this is happening with this team and the base core of this team and what's happening with this country. I mean, I've been a fan since early 70s.
Hold on, you hate the song?
No. I'm saying non-fans. Oh. Everybody hates the song. Hates the name. Ask John Feinstein what he thinks of the song, right? They hate the name.
Well,
they think it's racist.
Yeah.
What doesn't he hate?
He does.
Right.
He doesn't hate his daughter. He loves his daughter. Right?
Well, sure. Anything Redskins related, he hates.
Yeah.
So now think about people that are, you know, what's happening in this country and with statues and history, everything's kind of being rewritten, redone, mm-hmm. and
right.
the big mama. It's happening to this team. I mean, it's and the people. It's very difficult because the people that are for it and for the history and how wonderful it was great. Gives them all that was great, but yet. Kind of foundation of it was the name and all that still was bad. It's so difficult, just like what's happening in this world. It's just so difficult, you know, because I love the team. I'm drinking out of my Redskin mug. So now I just bought my son a Haskins jersey for his birthday this summer.
Right.
Is he going to get beat up if he wears it?
No.
He's going to get looked at and get,
No.
Not going to happen.
I hope not. I mean, I hope not. I'm not on the side of tearing down everything. I'm not.
So you're on the side of keeping the song, right?
Well, if you change the name, you can't and get away from the Native American imagery. You can't keep the song.
Why? Just keep the, just change the lyrics.
Braves on the warpath.
Well, change that lyric.
You don't have to change the music.
Yeah, keep the music. Change the lyrics.
Wolves on the
warpath. Oh, that's fine. That's fine. But again, again, we're holding on. Do we need to hold on to everything? I think that's something in the country as well. Do we need to hold on to things that may not be good? Hold on to the good, absolutely. But
right, the music is good.
How many teams have?
You're all over the place, Ron. I thought you were advocating to keep, to cling to some of that.
I am, but it's what we have to look at. What are we clinging to, and why are we clinging to it, and what are other people's views on it?
There's nothing wrong with the music.
It's fine with the band. I always joke with my cousin who went to Tennessee, played in the band. I said, "Well, he's a Cowboy fan, so we're the only team with the band," and that's neat. And I guess keep the song. I was thinking not to. Changing the lyrics, but that's fine.
Yeah, change the lyrics. You got to change the lyrics.
Band, keep all that.
Yeah.
You know, it's really we need to keep foundation, especially in this country. But again, look at different perspectives and start to really. I think a lot of us kind of dig our heels in and say, "No, I'm not giving this up," and not really listening to the other side and getting a good perspective. But it's tough. It's a tough. Every day is tough.
But the music.
Thank you, Ron.
The musical notes don't offend anybody.
No, that's
okay,
not.
So you changed the lyrics.
Right.
That's not true, according to Andrew Bojan. I'm looking at his Twitter. He tweeted someone yesterday. The entire song needs to go. It's based on a stereotype of Native music.
Whatever.
And he's talking about the boom boom rhythm.
Get out of here with that!
Oh my God!
By the way, he's a
get out of here.
I looked at his bio.
God,
I think he did.
You know what he can do? Get a life.
I think he did go to school in Richmond, so he's somewhat local, from what I read. He's like a rock musician.
Whatever.
No.
It's his opinion.
He's for changing
songs. One guy. He's got an opinion.
No one's going to. Yeah, not everyone's going to agree with that.
I'll be honest with you, most people know the first verse. Yeah. They don't even know the second verse.
Right.
And they know the chorus.
The boys really want us to play this Korean fight song for some reason.
Well,
Trav or Valdez,
you,
can you explain what, why you
because
want us to play
I
the
just,
Korean fight song?
The, how important the lyrics are to the song. This is what happens when another team gets a hold of the fight song and changes the words. You see that team on TV? That's the Korean Twins team.
Yeah. It's weird. They changed the intro, but the chorus is generally the same. The verses seem to be similar.
So they stole it.
Still
they pay royalties?
If it was like a Katy Perry hit, they'd get a ton of dough.
Right.
Yeah. All, you can easily change the lyrics. And then you still have that iconic music, and I think Redskins fans would be pleased. The vast majority.
And if you want to sing the old song, you can sing the old song.
If you want to sing it, just fine. Who cares?
If someone doesn't like it, that's on them.
Right. Right. It's okay to be offended sometimes. We're changing the name, but if you want to sing the old song,
they can get over it.
But I would just change the lyrics, make everybody happy. And if somebody in their own private life or whatever, they're sitting in their seat, they want to sing Hail to the Redskins instead of Hail to the Red Wolves or Hail to the Warriors, fine.
All right, so hold on. So let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
You go to the game, all right,
yeah.
Redskins score a touchdown before.
The Warriors score a touchdown?
Yeah, I'm sorry. The Warriors score a touchdown before halftime, all right?
Yeah.
They go up 21.
Strike up the band.
21-3 right before halftime.
Hail to the Warriors.
You and your buddies are high-fiving,
yes.
Getting ready to go up, use the bathroom during halftime, grab a soft pretzel.
Right.
And then the music comes on, and you start singing Hail to the Redskins with your buddy. And then someone in front of you turns around and says, "I'm sorry, but, you know, shouldn't it be Warriors? I'm offended by that."
And
what
I probably say, "Mind your own business."
Yeah, exactly.
Probably
turn around.
I know,
turn around
and
watch the whole
I don't envision that ever happening.
I know. Well,
I would probably sing Hail to the Warriors, be honest with you. I would probably comply. But if somebody to me was singing Hail to the Redskins, you know, whatever. It's free country. Say what you want.
Well, they're trying to get rid of that.
That's fine. I know. I would advocate saying the new ones.
It'll slowly go away.
Exactly. I would add, just like they got rid of scalp them or whatever they used to say. They used to say before, scalp them, swamp them, we will take. They got rid of that. People got used to the new ones. Beat them, swamp them, touchdown. I mean, the lyrics are kind of corny anyway. It's the music. The music is what moves me, not necessarily the lyrics, to be honest. More so. You got no response to that?
I think people are waiting for you to take us to break.
You got me sized, Eric.
See, this is what it is. You get people fired up.
People can call in if they want.
Yeah. I mean, they get fired up about it.
Yeah. I mean, if some old codger wants to sing Hail to the Redskins and, you know, the vast majority are singing Hail to the Warriors or whatever they're called, fine. The Hail to the Monuments, who cares?
I mean, the reality is, if you just think about last season, you didn't even hear that song that much, and it's probably drowned out by the opposing fans.
Yeah.
Right. Start winning some games first.
Yeah. But you got to keep it. Yeah, I was on the fence at first. I was so angry. I was just like, blow it up. Make it red, white, and blue. Call it whatever you want. I don't care. No. I've slept on it now for 10 days.
Realize the heart wants what the heart wants.
The heart wants burgundy and gold, as ugly as those colors are. And I want that song. You cannot get rid of that song. I'm sorry. All right. The hot Washington weather is here to stay. Is your residential or commercial cooling system keeping up? For air conditioning maintenance, repair, installation, and service agreements, call my guys, the five-star cooling experts at Crop Metcalf. And make sure to ask about their special service and equipment financing options, including no payments for 6 months on qualifying service calls. Give them a call at 1-800-GO-CROP. Or visit CropMetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the five-star technician and proud partner of the Washington Nationals.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Chunky's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Remember, we announced it earlier. Friday, 6:30 is our first ever Junkies Yappy Hour. If you want to enter your dog into the contest, use that hashtag, Junkies Yappy Hour. And then if you're selected to participate, you and your dog will be part of our Zoom call, 6:30 p.m. on Friday. We did announce a prize. There's a $100 grand prize to Wagon Brew in Alexandria, which is a boutique doggy daycare offering the highest quality in dog daycare, overnight boarding, spa treatments for your pups, along with offering pup parents a cafe to grab a drink and snack while watching their pup play. So we're looking forward to that coming up on Friday at 6:30. Right now we dive into the entertainment page, which is brought to you by our friends at Wave Soda. Wave Soda is awesome. Super simple, just bubbly water with a splash of real juice, a little caffeine. It's unsweetened, so no stevia or artificial sweeteners. Just a clean finish. Only 2 to 6 grams of sugar, 15 to 25 calories per can. Enter that code JUNKIES, and you get 15% off at wavesoda.com.
I would say on average I have 2 to 3 wave sodas a day. I think that's fairly accurate.
Nice.
Yeah, silly.
They are good.
Nice, refreshing drink. And I feel like it's, you know, it's pretty healthy.
And again, so. Belated birthday shout out to Nat.
Nat.
Which Cakes reminded me of yesterday via text.
Nat Noon.
Look at old Cakes. all right, guys. You know, this Ghislaine Maxwell, I guess that's how they're saying her name. Mm-hmm. The woman that was accused of being kind of
the pimp.
You know, the madam, I guess, for right. Jeffrey Epstein. She's the one that helped line up a lot of the girls, apparently, allegedly.
And didn't she also participate?
Yeah, I mean, there were like threesomes and all that stuff.
Yep.
Really gross stuff. I mean, like 14, 15, 16. If you've watched that Epstein doc, did you watch it, Jason?
I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, I watched it. It's really troubling, man.
I bet it is, yeah.
It's a unique area there. I've always talked about Florida. Certainly Jupiter's this way, and I guess West Palm Beach is this way too. But, I mean, you know, when we went to the Breakers, right?
Yeah.
It's like the most elite part of the country. But then just like a mile or two away, there are like, you know, like trailer homes, basically. Mm-hmm. And it's just really unique. And he preyed on that area. And a lot of kids that went to like West Palm High School or whatever.
I saw that documentary, and yeah. I didn't realize it was basically two different worlds in Palm Beach.
Two different worlds. I've said that it's that way, like in Jupiter. On one side of the street are these million-dollar homes right on the water, and then across the street are these little ranchers with like clotheslines.
Yeah,
you know,
it's got to be like something in zoning laws too.
It's really bizarre.
Well, don't you guys remember that when Cakes and I were at spring training, we crossed this interstate to the 7-Eleven, and it was the scariest place on earth?
Yeah, right. Yeah. From our hotel.
You see it when we're driving back to the hotel from the ballpark when we're down there.
Yeah.
And you can see the difference in, I mean, how nice it is over at where the ballpark is. And then you drive towards, I don't know what interstate that is. I don't know if it's mm-hmm. 95 or whatever, but. I mean, it's just awful.
It's just
well,
really
that's how
weird.
We felt growing up, though, in our neighborhood. You know, we lived in the good part of Pointer Ridge, and then our boys like Stumper, they lived in the Nubs houses.
Exactly. Not quite the same, right. But somewhat similar.
Now, I don't know much. I haven't followed the story that well, that closely. This Ghislaine Maxwell.
I think they pronounce it Ghislaine.
Ghislaine. All right, so Ghislaine Maxwell, was she like the girlfriend of Epstein? Or?
I guess. She was one of his girlfriends, you know.
She just looks like an awful person.
He probably was paying her a boatload of cash, but they would go to all these like shows together, art events together, and she would just go around and procure the girls.
Mm.
And it was almost like they described it almost like a Ponzi scheme of girls. They recruit like some 16-year-old girl from West Palm Beach High, right?
Right.
And tell her, hey, if you come over, we'll give you $200. You give this old guy a massage.
Right, we're going to pay for your modeling classes.
Just give her cash. $200 for a massage, and then he'd pull his Johnson out or ask him to do something. And you know, some of them, you know, it was $200. They didn't know what to do.
Right, yeah. And then like, they would get done, and then they would go up to her and say, you know what, if you bring other girls, we'll give you like
more,
100.
Right.
Yeah, we'll give you like $150
for
more.
Every girl you bring in.
Yeah.
And so they invite five more.
Have you seen who's part of her legal team?
No.
I don't. I haven't.
She has El Chapo's former prosecutor, one of the prosecutors who took down El Chapo.
Well, she's
got
money.
Part of her legal defense team.
Yeah.
Now, she's under suicide watch, right?
Well, I think it's a standard thing. It's a standard thing that they put people under.
But I think they're really paying attention based on what happened to Epstein.
So, yeah, yes. So like she has paper clothes.
Yeah, like paper towel, paper, not towels, blankets, that kind of thing, so that she can't hang herself. And, yeah, they're worried that she could go down because, look, first of all, they're saying she was in – I saw a story yesterday where they said she was in the last year like 30 different locations over the last year, just constantly moving around. What's so bizarre is she could have left the country. I don't know why she didn't just leave the country. And she's a French citizen, I believe, or at least dual citizen. And France will not extradite there. That's like why that director, was it Roman Polanski? Isn't he in France? They will not extradite their own citizens to the U.S. So I don't know why she didn't just go to France. But they're saying that when they finally did arrest her, she tried to run or she tried to sneak out. She had this top security team. She had like $1 million in cash. She had her cell phone wrapped in tin foil, which I guess is maybe some weird way to try to evade detection. So they say she's a huge flight risk. And they're obviously trying to keep her alive because they're worried that she could suffer the same fate as Epstein because, you know, the big sort of story that everybody's interested in beyond her getting her justice is the black books and the alleged videos that are out there where what they allude to Epstein's deal was he would get these power brokers in there and then he would blackmail them with videos, right? Mm. So he'd get Prince Andrew in there. He had like a surveillance room. So every nook and cranny of his creepy house had video cameras everywhere. And so if you had Prince Andrew having sex with some 16-year-old girl, boom, now you got Prince Andrew under your spell forever. If you've got, you know, I don't want to, you know, major politicians in there doing the same thing. Now you got them, you know, and you can get whatever you want.
Hmm. Is there any way that she's innocent? We presume, you know, her defense team said presumption of innocence. You watched the documentary. I don't know much about it. Is there any way that she just liked hanging out and didn't set up these tricks?
No. I think her only
defense, according to, unless all these girls are lying.
Right. I think her only defense would be is that she was scared of Epstein, that Epstein was going to kill her.
Right.
And that, you know, he threatened her, and so she had to just do it because she feared for her life. You know what I mean? Like, she set up these girls because she was scared for her life, that Epstein threatened her.
Yeah, but it's still a crime.
Definitely.
I mean, if she's still, yeah. I mean, she's going down. She just looks guilty.
Yeah, so anyway.
I love the old looks guilty. By the way, I saw a picture of her when she was younger. She looked kind of money.
Yeah,
when she had the long
girl.
Hair.
Well, she's pretty attractive, yeah.
Yeah. Well, all right, what time is Barry coming
nuts.
On?
8:20, so we can come back, do
we
some
do
more
one
entertainment
more
page. Absolutely. Good. We're the Junkies. We'll be right back.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.